Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you from a hotel room in Minneapolis, Minnesota, on Thursday, March 29th, Two Oceans 12. Is that correct?
Yes.
Since last I spoke, you listened. Graham Elwood and I. Say hi, Graham.
Hi.
We flew to Minneapolis, and the in-flight movie was The Tower Heist. How much of that did you get through, Graham?
I watched a good 20 to 23 minutes of that before I either slept or read something.
You slept. I was watching. I was like, I can't wait to see how long, because I didn't watch any of it, but I was, you know, could see him watching it across the aisle, and I was watching you to see how long you'd be able to take it.
It's, you know, Alan Alda is, I love Alan Alda.
The whole cast is good.
But Brett Ratner is the, you know, he's the turd in the punch bowl. I mean, he's just not a good director.
But if he's looking for comedic actors to be in his next film, you and I are available.
I'm totally available.
Yes, we want to swim with those turds. We want to swim with that turd.
Let's get in your punch bowl, Brett.
Yeah. Last night, Graham and I went and saw a band that we like that we met on the Weezer cruise named Sleeper Agent. That was a weird thing to do.
Sleeper Agent. When you see these guys in concert, you got to do that.
Oh no! Yeah. That's unleashing a hell on them. I don't think they want. We saw them at the Fine Line Music Cafe, I think it's called, and now we're hanging out in my hotel room the next day.
Hello.
Yeah, say hi.
Hello.
Sleeper Agent.
Hello. Sounds like we had some weird drug party last night, and everyone just woke up.
Oh man! What the fuck? Why are we talking into your phone?
How did I get here? I'm supposed to be in St. Louis right now.
No, that's Friday. You're gonna play in St. Louis, but this won't be out by then. So they can just people Google Sleeper Agent, they'll be able to find you guys. But what else? Was the website sleeperagent.com?
Sleeperagentmusic.com.
Oh, okay, yeah, that you were telling me last night that Sleeper Agent would have cost you a lot of money.
$15,000.
Yeah, that sounds like a reasonable amount to pay to,
for a domain name?
For a domain name, sure. So that domain name is held by an actual Sleeper Agent?
No, just some dude who goes around buying common phrases.
Yeah, but that would be the shittiest Sleeper Agent of all time, to have a website. So let's go around the room, and because there are six of you.
Yeah.
in the band, and let's start with Alex, and everybody say your name and what you do in the band.
I'm Alex, and I sing.
I'm Tony, I sing and play guitar.
I'm Justin, I play drums.
I'm Scott, I play keyboards.
I'm Lee, I play bass.
I'm Josh, I play lead guitar.
Yeah, but you do it like from the back. sort of chill in the corner over
there.
Well,
BK's got that keyboard that sits there, it really can't move once they get it on stage, and I saw that it's had some space. I like to move around when I play. I don't want to bump Lee in the head too much, so I just
that's
hung
super
back in the
reasonable
back.
Of you.
Yeah, at least I feel bad for Josh getting tucked behind the piano. Like if I didn't need a vocal monitor, I would take it.
I rocked out. You know, if we got a bigger stage, I like to just kind of roam around, anyways.
Yeah.
Dancing by yourself, but rocking out by yourself.
Yeah, I just kind of go into the in my own little world. I need some space.
Yeah, you're pretty big. You're a big dude.
Yeah,
I'm flinging it around and stuff. It gets dangerous.
You're tucking and flinging.
The keyboard gets flung around a little bit too.
Yeah.
Dropped to your knees at one point, holding onto the keyboard.
He brought that shit up and held it up. And
he plays keyboard behind his head like Jimi Hendrix does with a guitar. It's like you didn't think that was possible. Scott Gardner.
Like, wasn't there a review recently that was like he was playing this complex part?
Yeah,
like,
it's real easy.
It's like four notes.
It's a scale, right?
Yeah. We could get him some monkey bars.
I mean, if it was hard, I wouldn't be able to do it behind my head. You know?
And then you also, in one song, you started hitting a break drum.
Yeah.
That was rad.
With a hammer.
With a hammer on a break drum.
Yeah, it was. That's a nice sound.
That should be the name of the next album.
Anyone in the audience is, nodding off.
Wake
that,
up.
That, yeah, that's their wake up call.
Sleeper agents in the house.
Ding, 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 ding. You should make that.
Try to mic that thing, too. We're like, no.
No, you will. Like, it's usually, it almost doesn't matter how big the room gets or how many people there are or even how loud we are on stage. That thing will cut through any sound. Like, the whole room will hear it.
Yeah. That is a goddamn air raid siren. It's awesome.
So when you guys are out on the road, do you get a chance to see many movies, or do you mostly watch them kind of like Graham and I tend to do, which is like on a computer or in a hotel room?
We do a lot of that. I think Tony and I are the only ones that will, like, if we have a chance, we'll, like, try really hard to get to a theater.
Yeah, we tried so hard to go see 21 Jump Street last week, and it just didn't work out.
But what did you go see on the
Nothing.
Road? I thought you made it to something.
We usually just...
Not this one.
We'll find a way to stream it online. Like we did the riff tracks for Breaking Dawn Part 1.
That was when we were home for recently. A little bit. We watched the riff tracks.
That was amazing. I highly suggest you watch that.
That's a great movie to do. I do like Movie Interruption in LA and other places, and I did that movie, and it's so amazingly slow.
Yeah.
Like there's so much room for comedy. Mm-hmm. There's so much room to say shit.
Well,
Bella and Edward play chess.
Right.
Well, they gotta make sure they have the nice sweeping shot of the dress that you want to buy and the bed that you want to buy.
Yeah. It's really showing you things, and then there's these supposed people in the story of the movie, but they're all like robots.
Yeah.
And it's all so weird.
It's just bizarre. Like,
it's so funny that they let this wolfman who is pretty much always threatening to kill Edward. It's funny that they're like, but he can, you know, stop by the wedding. We'll come over and say hi.
That's a weird,
and just keep being in our lives. They're like the most white trash.
Have you seen
vampires and wolfmen?
There's this edit on YouTube of like the second one, I think, made to look like Brokeback Mountain, and they edit everything up to make it look like they're saying these sweet nothings to each other. And it's amazing.
It's so well done.
Yeah, well, those guys both, they're so in love with Bella that it's almost gay.
She could tell them, hey, you guys need to, I want to watch you guys have gay sex, and the best one I'll be with, they will.
Best technique.
Oh, yeah. furthest shooter. Hit that tree over there. Oh, so crazy. I keep calling him a wolf man, but
he is.
The wolf man, he's always got to have like a nice set of clothes out in the woods for when he changes back from being a wolf to put on. It's weird.
Yeah. Well, that's where Urban Outfitters has a lot of their stores. It's out in the middle of the fucking vampire woods.
Justin, what's the last movie you saw in whatever format?
The last one I saw in a theater was definitely Chronicle.
Yeah, we saw that too.
Oh, you did see that.
Which I thought was pretty cool.
Did you hear that they found that footage?
Yeah.
And then presented it as if it was a real movie?
Yeah.
They're so lucky they got all the security cameras
on. Yeah. It's amazing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The editor of that, too.
There are a lot of security cameras in the world.
Dude, that was the only found footage movie that was seriously just like, I film everything now. Like, why are you filming it? Because I just do it.
Yeah. You have to explain. They bring it up so many times in the movie why somebody is filming.
He's just like...
It's for my blog. Yeah, your blog about just endless filming of nothing happening. It's bizarre. But I like that. But there's parts of it that are pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, sure.
It's definitely worth seeing, I think. But
so Tony and I saw Project X in theaters, too, when we were home.
Because we saw the trailer for that before Chronicle. And we're like, oh, let's keep this footage thing
let's
going.
Let's keep finding these, find these FFs. And what did you think of Project X?
I didn't think it was funny, but I thought it was like a spectacle.
It was just an excuse to shoot interesting party.
Yeah, the way it builds and builds and builds is pretty entertaining.
And the best part of the whole thing, though, is there's this one moment where the party, like, shifts to, like, that dark point of the night, like, where, like, you know...
The girl's got, like, a
girl with a bloodshot eye, like, just one's, like, messed up, one's hunched in the corner. It's very brief, but, like, it's, like, this weird turn that you feel at any party like that anyway.
There's a scene in that movie that really disturbed me. It's when the kid breaks his arm, like, and then they just wrap it up and they go along with the party. And that's, like, the second movie that's done that. Like, Get Into the Greek had a very similar scene where he just, like, falls off into a pool. And if it's something about, like, having a broken arm, just being like, it's okay, let's... Keep the party going.
Yeah.
I'm going to go play a show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't hurt that bad if you're fucked up enough.
Yeah, I guess not.
If you're all boozed up, then you can just stand around with a broken arm.
I'm going to eat one of these cookies and jump out this window and test it.
What are you going to test? The window?
Yeah. The strength of the
window. I wonder if I can get through that window. Because that is the thing. There's not enough movies where someone gets thrown at a window and then they just bounce off of it. Like, they always go through it. Like in Beverly Hills Cop when they throw Eddie Murphy through the window. Yeah. Which, and it's right next to a door, so that was excessive. But they just throw them clean through it. I don't think that would happen.
Someone bounce off a window? That'd be great.
Yeah, I think it's
happened in something. Somebody will contact me and let me know where that's happened.
And Tommy Boy, Chris Farley, always runs in the shit.
That was his MO.
Thanks, Justin.
And then he says only Shaggy's.
Yeah.
That's the most recent movie I've seen. It's Tommy Boy.
Oh, well, you gotta check out Beverly Hills Ninja. was that what it was called?
Almost Heroes.
You guys remember...
I never even saw that one.
God,
him and Matthew Perry?
So bad.
They use the same shots over and over again because he died. They just, like, digitally put it in a different background.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
That's brutal.
Creepy.
Just don't finish the movie.
That was Christopher Guest's only non-mockumentary.
Yeah.
Huh. Fascinating.
That's a good piece of...
That's probably true.
How much is true. How much did it gross, Tony?
Oh, no, that was 90s. Probably nothing.
Yeah.
Tony can name movie gross numbers. He's really good at it.
Oh. That's your savant?
Yeah, I guess so.
All right. Well, when we're playing the games, we'll just turn to you randomly and say, how much did that make? I love it when you're pretty sure you know how much a movie made and you say it to someone and they go, no, it made a lot more than that, or it made a lot less than that. And they argue with you about it, and it's like, it's such a weird thing to stand around arguing about, you know, like, especially when you can just look it up on your phone and say, in your face.
All this money you'll never have. Snopes in it.
So we met on the Weezer cruise.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That Graham and I, we did Douglas movies on there.
I'm sure your listeners are great to hear you talk about the Weezer cruise again.
It does not come up enough on the show. You're absolutely right.
You still got Weezer shit that you give away, right?
Yeah. I still have And they gave me there is endless swag from those guys.
Are you at
super
a
nice
vinyl?
To us. What's that?
Are you at a Pinkerton vinyl?
No, I think I still have a few. I have some singles on vinyl.
I have Ooh. Some of those too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And Grant and we and I got so much of it from him that Graham's got some too. And we
Don't be
you know,
those are for winners of the
those
show.
Those are for winners.
You had
oh,
a pretty maybe. Swanky deal on that ship. It was like. You only have like an hour of work and yeah. 5 days of partying.
Getting
you
know? Yeah. fucked up.
Well, how much work did you guys do?
We did a show every day.
You did two shows?
Three shows.
Three? Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. Those
no,
cruises
I mean,
are sweet.
I yeah. hosted karaoke.
So yeah, yeah. Karaoke. He did karaoke. Bingo. He did bingo.
Yeah, yeah. Bingo was great.
That was the most fun I ever had playing bingo.
Drunkest karaoke.
Yeah, karaoke.
Messiest
was
karaoke I think I've ever seen.
That was a train
yeah.
wreck.
It was so fun, though.
It was like, MCA got a little bit of a nightmare. Cause
yeah, it was like a mob on stage.
Everyone would go, come on, you gotta put me on. I go, Carnival's closed the list. I can't. Come on, dude. You have, like, I dealt with that guy 1,000 times.
You gotta be, come on, bro. You
be, I might
bro.
Have been that guy.
Yeah, I talked to all of you.
I might.
Were you really trying to get everybody to sing
oh, yeah.
a song?
I could throw down some Marvin Gaye karaoke. I've seen him do it, yeah.
What did Brendan do on the cruise other than that?
Wear a robe?
Yeah. Get sunburned.
He got sunburned and wore a robe.
Comb his face.
Yeah.
Comb his face with the sun solution in his hair.
Oh, my God.
Are you guys in if they do another one?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hell, yeah. yeah.
So much fun.
Do a sleeper agent cruise.
Yeah.
Except it's only going to be like
yeah, 12 people show up.
Well, you know, if we get a podcast cruise, you know, if we do a comedy film, there is Douglas Movies, and then whoever else we can get. If we did a podcast cruise, we would definitely ask you guys.
Hell
to
yeah!
Because
yeah.
we got to have some other kind of entertainment on the boat. Shit. It can't just be just watching people sit around talking.
I'm going to go see Marc Maron get all pissed off on a boat.
Get nervous.
Yeah, watch him freak out because he's stuck on a boat.
yeah, he would totally
no, if,
freak out.
You like, know, when Gallagher gets better, we're going to stage a Marc Maron Gallagher reunion on a boat.
Let him walk.
Yeah.
That'll be good.
Can't leave.
Can't walk off a boat. Well, I guess you could.
I smell Graham wanting to do a plug right here.
Yes, you do. For the Los Angeles Podcast Festival, October 12th through 13th. We're going to have 13 of your favorite podcasts. Go to lapodfest.com. The website is selling tickets and everything should be up probably late May.
Because that's another thing you guys do is listen to a lot of podcasts when you're traveling.
Oh, yeah.
You're traveling.
We get sick of music.
Yeah,
like, we have to hear our own right. as we play it.
Yeah.
So why do we want to listen to music? That's an interesting point because I think comics would rather go see bands play than watch comedy.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll do like 2 hours of music, then we'll do 2 hours of stand up or podcasts, and that's not even comedy podcasts. All the time we do like Radio Lab a lot.
Yeah.
Those are really
yeah.
cool.
Radio
cool.
Lab's really awesome.
It's nice to hear somebody else talk. I mean, you're in the van with the same six people.
Yeah, and everyone can sort of chill and not you know, it doesn't feel yeah. awkward that you're not speaking to each other.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
and hopefully you're laughing at the shit we're
oh,
saying.
Yeah. And as the driver, it's like, you'll find that, like, listening to music puts you to sleep, but it's like, what you really want to do is have a conversation. That will keep you up, and a podcast will, like, serve that purpose.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you've saved our lives, probably. Please. while
Very
driving.
Possible.
That's what we do. That's what podcasting is about, saving lives, you guys. It's like the CPR of entertainment.
All right. Let me make sure I got the order right here before we... Do you guys hunger for games?
Yes.
Oh, oh shit. Madness.
So, Tony and I read that book, and
we read it in, like, 3 hours.
Yes.
The quickest read because it was all like triple spaced and really stupid.
Well, it's a young adult novel.
But how does it stand up? Like, people say to me when I say I didn't like the Hunger Games movie and didn't read the books, they say, "Well, how do you feel about Harry Potter?" And I say, "I didn't read the books and I like some of the movies."
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like,
well, yeah, maybe
it seems like the Harry Potter books were, in their own way, more adult than Hunger Games.
Right.
Definitely.
They were darker.
Yeah, they're pretty dark.
Hunger Games, the premise is pretty dark.
I mean,
they just roll over. They're like, kids killing kids. The end.
Yeah.
Really?
Love triangle, over. I mean, that's like pretty much the book.
Well, the love triangle doesn't even get going in this first movie.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
you
yeah.
kind of drop
the,
on the, last
the third part of the
book.
Triangle, he's not even around during most
yeah.
of it.
Just in her head, I guess.
That's the thing about talking about the movie, too, is I feel like the people that love it the most have read all the books, so I don't feel like it's you could spoil it for, you know... Because who's sitting around waiting to see that movie that didn't read the books,
right.
you know?
Yeah.
And then would get mad that I say that, you know. Also, you, going into it, it's three books. Everyone, you know that. So it's not like Katniss is going to die in one of the first two movies.
Exactly. Yeah.
Hopefully the third one. but it's not going to trick me into reading the books.
Her name is Katniss?
Yeah.
The names are awful.
They're like so bad.
PETA is the kid's name. And, what? So
and he's a baker. So
it's like Harry Potter. They're all magicians, so it's fun they have those silly names.
Dude, the name Hermione pissed fucking me off in that movie. I was like, what?
Hermione?
Yeah, Hermione. It's like, dude, what?
Harry? Yeah, why don't they just call her Herm?
Yeah, Hermie.
Hey, Hermie.
But then she probably, the character would be different. Like
every time I read the name PETA,
Harry,
it reminded me of Lois Griffin in Family Guy. And she said, PETA!
Well, see, to me, it was like, as like writing, it was like, oh, his son, his dad's a baker, and his name is PETA.
So yeah. It's spelled like the food,
like
not the
bread.
Not the crazies.
No, it's spelled with two E's.
Two E's?
Yeah. But all the names are so
that's
dumb.
Weird.
Primrose.
Rude. Withwick, what? Witchwick? What's Harry,
oh.
Woody Harrelson's name in it?
Oh, with
Haymitch.
Haymitch.
Yeah.
Woody Harrelson's in Hunger Games?
Yeah.
He's one of the better, he gives one of the better performances, but it's just, it's all just, it's very, I don't know. People, I thought the book would be more complex and you know, go deeper, but people are telling, some people are telling me that's not the case at all. It's just very simple, and they just adapted it into a movie. I also thought that it was more violent than the, because they, you know, they obviously had to get the PG-13.
Yeah.
So whenever shit's going down, the camera's shaking like crazy. I was like, just grateful I wasn't watching it in IMAX.
It needs a better director. I mean, like this. I think it was like Harry Potter's second and third and fourth one. They changed.
Well, the third one was Alfonso Cuarón. That's my favorite
that's
of all.
Yeah,
of them.
Yeah, that's the best of all the movies. Mm-hmm. And then at least the guy after him kept it dark.
Yeah.
Because that was the problem with the first two movies is they were twinkling.
Yeah, well,
like,
they were so little.
Well, the guy,
little
the first one is the guy
it's like the first
wrote,
Star Wars.
Like,
it was Christopher Columbus.
Christopher, he's from Columbus.
He's from Columbus.
Christopher Columbus.
His parents gave him his last name after the
he's
town
from
they
Champion,
live in.
Ohio, which is where I'm from.
I like Christopher Champion would be a good name for him.
From Columbus.
For a director.
But he did Gremlins, I think. He came up with that story or something.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah. I mean, yeah, I think
well, sort of.
Yeah.
Spielberg produced that one.
Yeah.
And Joe Dante directed it, and Chris Columbus wrote it. Mm. And it was crazy dark, the screenplay for Gremlins. It was going to be like a R-rated violent movie.
So do
and they toned it down as much as they could, but that contributed to the invention of PG-13 because that and Indiana Jones and Temple of Doom. Yeah. You know your shit.
Yeah.
All right. What was the first PG-13 movie? Was it,
I thought it was
Temple of Doom?
Yeah.
Or was it?
I'm pretty sure.
There was some weird movie about that had, I think, Dennis Quaid in it that was an early PG-13.
Great Balls of Fire?
No. it was about dreams and it was like called Dreamscape or something. Shit. Now I'm going to have to look that up. Okay, so let's play Build a Title and we'll start. Who thinks they're going to be the worst at it?
Depends on what we start.
Okay, Alex. We'll start with you, Alex, and then we'll finish with Graham since he's probably okay at it.
Red Dawn was the first PG-13 movie.
Oh. Bam!
Way to look that shit up. That's a great movie.
Well, yeah. It is?
Patrick Swayze? Come on, baby. It's
they're redoing
all
it, you know.
Yeah, but they redid it, and it was supposed to be China, and then, China owns most of our debt, so we're changing it to North Korea. So I think it's...
So it's no longer Soviets? But they're still calling it Red Dawn?
Well, they're making a modern... They're making it to... Yeah. They're,
what?
But, yeah.
Korea probably has some red in their flag.
Yeah,
the new Karate Kid where he wasn't doing karate.
Yeah, he was in China doing kung fu.
Yeah,
this was ridiculous.
But not a terrible movie though. I thought it was enjoyable enough.
With Will Smith,
you just love the first one so much.
First one's so
if
great.
If the first Karate Kid was a dick, you would totally suck it.
Yeah, I would suck it. I would sweep that dick's leg.
Because you wax it on him.
I said that.
I'd wax it on him.
I saw Scott Pilgrim was on in the hotel room this morning, and that was me paraphrasing when she says, "If your life was a face, I would punch it."
Yeah, that's one of
so
the.
So I totally stole that and changed it to dick and suck it. Okay, Alex. So filmed in Minneapolis and starring Natalie Portman and Rosie O'Donnell amongst others. a movie called Beautiful Girls. So you need something that starts with girls or ends with beautiful.
Oh, God. I'm so bad at this.
Okay. We could just eliminate you immediately.
Yeah, we should probably do
Tony's
that.
Tony's ready to go. Yeah. He knows what's up.
Life is beautiful.
Life is beautiful.
Nice.
Nice call. In my mind, I was thinking somebody might go crazy / beautiful.
Isn't
all
it
right.
Crazy Stupid Beautiful?
No.
Crazy Stupid Love. And like, don't play out of turn. All right, Jeff.
It's a Wonderful Life is Beautiful Girls.
Nice.
Very good. Next. You have to end with it's or it. Might be something. Or begin with girls.
Oh, man.
On your soundboard, yeah, we should start.
Yeah. I have my keyboard to play the Jeopardy thing.
Do you have a hammer and a brake drum with you?
Okay.
So you.
Whoa! Oh!
That's messed up.
That's gnarly.
I'm out.
Okay, Scott's out.
Nice!
Oh, this show needs sound effects. We need to take this into the morning radio
well,
realm.
There's no audience, so...
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Nice.
Sweet.
Keep that one...
Sold
keep that
out
one,
in Doug's hotel room.
Keep that one at the ready.
All right, what do I need to do? It needs to
you
end.
Need to...
End in it or start in...
Girls.
Girls.
Yeah. I could think of one. A title that starts with girls.
I'm blanking on it. Fuck it, man.
All right, Lisa.
Go to Josh.
Josh.
I need to get that app.
It was free.
It's a Wonderful Life is Beautiful... Girls Interrupted.
Mm. Oh, so close.
It can't be
oh, Girl Interrupted, yeah.
Yeah.
That S totally ruins it.
I almost said Girls on the Side. But
girl,
mean it's girls. Boys on the Side. But you're just, it's like if it was from your perspective.
Yeah.
It's sort of a prequel.
Yeah.
To
all right, so.
Girls?
Is that a movie?
Probably.
I like it.
The Graham Elwood attempt.
That's my technique.
Yeah, that's what
just
he does.
Pick out a phrase that sounds like it could
it's
be
a Wonderful
movie.
Life is Beautiful, Girls on Girls.
I'm going to have to say that I can't. Who's in it? You got to name somebody that's in it.
Jenna Jameson.
Porn.
What movie is this?
Yeah, if we did porn, then this would take all day.
I think I'm disqualified.
Yeah. You're out.
What was it, though?
You're making a joke.
Okay, Graham. Don't look at my cheat sheet.
Girls just want to have fun.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking
that's
too.
That's right. All right. So, Tony.
Okay. Funny.
Okay. Stick It's a Wonderful.
Yeah. Night. Stick It.
What's Stick It is?
Stick It was like
gymnast.
Bring It, but with gymnasts instead of cheerleaders.
Standing. Yeah. Nice.
Mm-hmm. Justin.
What's the ending in now?
Fun.
Stick, It's a Wonderful Life, fun.
Stick and end with fun.
Start with fun.
Start with fun.
Yeah. And end with stick.
Yeah. I can't think of anything that ends in stick. But
no.
I can think of something that begins
something
with fun.
Yeah, now I got something.
Fun is about to begin.
There's that.
Alright, Justin, you're out.
Yeah.
Who did you were knocked out of the first round?
Yeah. So it's back to
so it's all the way back to it's just between Graham and Tony?
Yeah. Fun with Dick and Jane.
That's what I was thinking.
I was thinking funny people.
Yeah, funny people was good.
Okay, so you've got to start with Jane, Tony, or end with stick.
Jane Eyre.
Oh,
that's good.
That would be a
stopper. So I've got
Jane Eyre,
stick or air?
Yeah, air.
Air America.
Yeah.
Oh!
I got to read the whole thing because this is going to be a good one.
Yeah.
Stick It's a Wonderful Life is beautiful. Girls just want to have fun with Dick and Jane Eyre, America.
American Psycho.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, Graham, it's Stick It's a Wonderful Life is beautiful. Girls just want to have fun with Dick and Jane Eyre, American Psycho.
Psych.
You have 3 seconds.
Cyclone.
What's that?
That's a movie about a cyclone. No, actually, there is Cyclops. It's a 50s sci-fi movie.
Just called Cyclops?
Yeah.
Psycholops? Nice try. Nice try.
I would have said...
Just admit defeat.
No! I'm not losing. Damn it.
Listening to you think is not very entertaining.
Cyclone.
You know what it is, though?
Cyclone.
You're out. Tony's the winner.
Oh,
the crickets.
Oh, brother, where art thou?
Oh, brother, where art thou?
Oh, brother, where art thou?
Oh,
motherfucker.
Oh, in Ohio.
Oh,
dad, poor dad, mama's hugging in the closet, I'm feeling so sad, which would create the longest building title ever.
Nice, Tony.
All right, so Tony's the winner.
Excellent.
All
right. You're a formidable opponent, my friend.
Yeah. Okay, so...
Well, that's the first only seven-person build a title, am I right? Have you ever done that?
We've never. I don't believe... There may have never even been seven guests on the show ever. Might have topped out it when we had, like...
Aside from the 12
Christmas. 12 Guests of Christmas, of course. But the... of course.
Come on.
But the Parks and Rec was a pretty big one. That was like six of them, I think, or five of them. But anyway, Tony's our winner. And I thought it'd be fun at this point in the show, before we play Len Maltin, to play a song by Sleeper Agent so you guys can... you know, hear how good they are and what, and who the fuck you're listening
to. We're actually going
to
just set up...
Who are these guys?
In your hotel room and play full volume.
Yeah, well...
Put the drum set on the bed.
Let's do it. You know, I kind of want to get thrown out of here because they have a really strict smoking policy. So the first one we're going to play is... I wrote it down and forgot already.
Get Burned.
Get Burned. So this is Get Burned by Sleeper Agent out of Bowling Green, Kentucky. And... we'll be back with a very exciting round of Leonard Maltin Game after this song.
We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody, we're back with more.
Oh, so great.
Okay, I'm done.
I love, whenever there's a podcast that has a break in it, I love that they act like it's radio and people don't listen from the beginning, like they would be, like, just tuning in right now.
Yeah.
If you're just joining us, I'm here in a hotel room with Sleeper Agent and Graham Elwood. Sleeper Agent, of course, comprised of Alex, Tony, Scott, Justin, Josh, Lee. Did I get in the right order that time?
And Tito.
And Graham and Tito. So... Tony won the Build a Title, and also I looked it up during the break, during that song. Oh, what a great song. We loved listening to it here in the studio. During that, I looked up, and the movie I was trying to think of that was an early PG-13 is called Dreamscape with Dennis Quaid and a weird... I just can remember weird dreams about being on a weird train, like going through a weird dreamland. Yeah, it was just like, but it was kind of, had some kind of violent moments. It was kind of intense, you know, so that, I think that's why I got a PG-13. If it got a PG-13, I could be remembering it wrong. But that being said, let's play the Leonard Maltin game. Oh, I thought you were going to have a crazy sound effect. Let's play the Leonard Maltin game. Oh, nice. Nice golf applause.
Kind of
golf clap.
It's pleasant.
Yeah. Yeah. That's sort of what it's like. It's like a lot of people are like, okay, yeah, that sounds good.
Cool.
And others are like,
Do we get to pick name tags?
No, we don't. You will be playing for yourself in terms of who you get to call a shithead. And I have a little. I drew six spaces for six of you to all write somebody down shithead at the end here, and then I gotta get the app fired up. My Leonard Maltin app got some new categories from some Twitter listeners. Of course, it was someone's birthday today. You'll see. You'll see what happens. Let's start with Tony and move this direction.
Yeah, I thought that was going to be a triumphant horn.
Yeah, that was a
triumphant horn.
Yeah.
A horn of victory. Thumbs up.
All right.
Be done with this.
I'm going to burn that thing. I'm going to smash it and burn it and then throw it away. At I Am Paul Bauer suggested this very morning, because he made a lot of suggestions. I was like, dude, your titles are too long. I don't like to do categories where it narrows it down too much or it's too many movies. You know, all this kind of conversation goes back and forth. And he came up with one that I liked, which is Razzie Winners. That's movies that have won the worst picture of the year, according to the Razzies. Or Retro Rusher suggested on Twitter, Peter Shrinkage. That's movies where a character is shrunk, or gets shrunk, or maybe a shirt gets shrunk. No, it's a person. Person gets shrunk. Yeah. Or
somebody just has a bad laundry mishap.
Or AC Cannon suggested Requiem. I knew I'd fuck up that word. Requiem for a Bean. That's movies where Sean Bean dies. There's a page on the internet dedicated to the fact that he gets killed in a lot of the movies he's in. And Graham's like, who's Sean Bean? So that'll make it exciting. If Tony knows who Sean Bean is, he can... Don't say what he was in, because that might be one of the movies. Strategize. Yeah, like, people get really friendly playing this game, and they say stuff like, I have no idea what this movie is. And they go, so I'll say five names. Then the next person goes, well, name it then. You just told me you have no idea. Five names is probably not going to help. Okay, Tony, how many? Which category?
Oh, man, they're all so great.
He likes them all, folks.
Actually, let's do Peter Shrinkage.
Okay.
Nice.
You get to pick a year on this one, because I thought of two different movies where one of the characters gets shrunk down to a tiny, shrinked up person. This is not... doesn't have anything to do with taking a cold shower. This is not the George Costanza category. Would you like a movie where somebody shrinks from 1965 or 2005?
Hmm...
He's really thinking about it. Usually most people would die for the one that's more recent.
You see him thinking, like, which movie will these other cats not know?
Yeah.
1965.
Strategy. Yeah. I venture to guess no one in this room will know the 65 one, except for me. But
you know, I'm going to go ahead and say 1965.
Nice. Oh, man. Someone gets drunk in this 1965 movie that Leonard gives 3.5 stars. He calls it crazy and funny. And the second film from the people that are in this movie. And there are 9 names. How many names do you can get it in, Tony?
Start with 6.
Then we go to Alex.
Name a movie.
Whoa!
Get this shit out of here.
Wait, let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4. I think he's going to get it. That's my prediction, but...
Oh, God.
Yeah. So Tony might be off to a fiery start. I'm not even going to give you the clues again. Okay. That's how confident I am in you. But you can ask for them again if you don't know it from these 6 names. Patrick Cargill, Roy Kinnear, Victor Spinetti, Eleanor Braun, Leo McKern, and Ringo Starr.
Oh.
It's the second movie from these people. And it's funny, and it's crazy. And Leonard gave it 3.5 stars.
Oh, man. The first movie was Hard Day's Night.
Yeah. Maybe. What was the next one?
Here's the part.
Graham does know it. But that Ringo Starr is a real giveaway name.
Yeah. What were all the movies he's done?
I'm not familiar with the Beatles movies, but I'm going to guess Help.
That's correct! Yeah. Oh. So much agony over so much accuracy. the agony and the accuracy.
The third movie was Sergeant Pepper's. No,
it was Master Mystery.
There was never a Sergeant Pepper's movie that they were affiliated with. There was a shitty Sergeant Pepper's movie with that happened.
What came first, Mystery Tour or Yellow Submarine?
I think Yellow Submarine was 3.
Magical Mystery Tour was probably the third film that they made because, they didn't really have anything to do with... They liked Yellow Submarine once it was finished, but they don't even supply the voices. They just have a cameo at the very end. That's pretty awesome, but still. I think that might have been after Magical Mystery Tour because I think they needed to be still pretty strong as a group of 4 guys when they did Magical Mystery Tour.
Because
they're in it a lot together. It's a lot of them dancing around doing stupid shit. It's a weird-ass movie. I like Yellow Submarine, though, personally.
I think it's a nice... Was that Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
Yeah, show off. What are you, the Sam Levine of singer-guitar players?
How much did that gross, Tony?
Well, I fuck that movie.
Yeah.
Tony speaks my language. Okay, so this is where we're at. Tony has a point. Alex challenged him. Good challenge, though. If it had been down to 4, he probably would have been baffled.
Yeah.
So that means we're going to start with Graham and then go back at you guys that way.
Cool.
Because that'll be the other way around.
All right.
So hard when there's this many guests.
Crazy.
But I like the challenge. Alex was like, some of us can stay home. I'm like, this isn't the Hunger Games. Everyone gets to participate. Don't leave someone at home in tribute.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you like... Who's this directed at?
Me.
Graham.
Okay, Graham. Would you like Simone Silvana... Slyvana suggested Rocky movies, which is movies where there's an earthquake. Yeah. Eric Idle is celebrating a birthday today, so the films of Eric Idle. And then your third option, Graham, is the number one movie at the box office in this country, America, on 10 years ago to this very day.
I'll go Rocky. I'll go earthquake movies.
Earthquake movies. All right. Would you like an earthquake movie from 93 or 96?
Let's go 1993.
Okay, this movie has an earthquake in it. That's all I'm saying from the category. But Leonard says it's worth 2.5 stars, and he calls it a mordant mosaic. nice alliteration. And then he also says that it is a directorial achievement, something to behold and admire, but as entertainment, it's less rewarding. And it has an earthquake in it.
Wow.
Oh, this is where it gets absolutely nuts. Twenty-seven names, Graham. How many can you get it in?
Well, I will go 15.
Oh, okay. It's really slashed it practically in half. I'm no math whiz. But, Alex, what do you think of that?
I'll do 14.
Nice.
Tony?
Good strategy.
13.
That was super nice of you to not ask her to name it.
Yeah, thank you.
Because that would have been tough for her, probably. What's it down to, 13?
Yeah.
Justin?
11.
Scott?
Yeah.
Oh.
I saw him in his eyes.
Friend against friend, brother against brother, sleeper agent against sleeper agent.
Only you could have saw the really creepy, slow head movement towards Justin.
Yeah. He just looked very Hunger Games-y at him and said, you're going to die today.
All right, Justin Drummer.
Yeah.
Of sleeper agent. Mordant, Mosaic, 2.5 stars, and then that whole big long thing I said at the end. It's a directorial achievement, something to behold and admire, but as entertainment, it's less rewarding. Oh, and also, let me just say that Leonard Maltin loves the Hotel and Road episodes of the show.
All right.
Oh, really?
And we'll probably hear this.
Cool.
Leonard Maltin. So don't talk shit. Okay, so...
I love your book. Leonard.
And I think I've played this movie on the show before. Because they have so many names, it's crazy. So, your 11 names are Dirk Blocker, Charles Rocket, Michael Beach, Daryl Williams, Robert Dokui, Huey Lewis, Buck Henry, Lyle Lovett, Laurie Singer, Annie Ross, and Peter Gallagher. Is that 11? What's that called?
93 is the year?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll read two of them again. Two of the names again. Huey Lewis and Lyle Lovett.
Wow.
To me, that's...
Yeah.
It's either you know it from that or you don't.
Yeah, yeah.
If that doesn't ring a bell.
I think Back to the Future...
Doesn't matter what number you put on it.
Because it's wrong.
That's wrong, yeah. Yeah. And you know what it is, Graham?
Charles Altman Shortcuts.
Shortcuts, Charles Altman.
There's an earthquake at the end.
Robert
where,
Altman.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's an earthquake, and it's funny because, spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Earmuffs, if you're looking forward to watching Shortcuts, a mordant mosaic.
I would give it 3 stars.
Chris Penn murders Jennifer Jason Leigh with a rock, and then an earthquake happens, and he gets away with it because everybody thinks the rock just fell on her head during the earthquake.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
You get to see Huey Lewis's dick if he takes a piss in it.
Yeah, he takes a piss in his dick.
Yeah. He pisses in his own dick.
And
pick up with somebody else's piss.
Please, Graham. Leonard is listening. Please,
Mr. Maltin, sir. I am sorry.
These episodes are for him.
So that means Scott gets a point?
Yeah.
Nicely done, Scott.
His favorite movie is?
Well, that was a long time.
I'm just joking. It's still a funny story.
All right. We'll torture him about that some other time. Okay, so this is where it gets really nuts. So, so we'll start with Lee. And we're going that way, so we'll come around this way. So then we'll go to Lee, to then to Josh.
We're playing to 2 points?
Yes, sir. And you have 0. Everyone has 0, except for Tony with 1 and Scott with 1. And we're starting with Lee, and he gets to pick between 4... You've heard this category on the show, I'm sure. 4-letter movies with four letters in the title. You guys have probably even sat there in the van mulling over what movies have four letters.
Yeah.
You don't get a chance to go out to the movies, but you're probably aware of movies that are in theaters now. Very, very popular category.
I was going to use the soundboard. I couldn't find it.
And then you've probably heard this category before, too. Iron Lady, and that's movies that have a female robot. One or more female robots in them. And I'll tell you right now, I don't know what sex the robots are in the first three Star Wars movies.
Is there a female robot? Yeah, there is one.
Stormtroopers are all dudes, I think.
Yeah, because they're all cloned off that one dude.
But isn't it, does some nerd out there have an explanation for why stormtroopers with outfits replace robots?
You know the answer to that.
What is it?
Of course they do. Oh, I'm just saying, is there a nerd out there?
So they got some sort of explanation of why they take such a leap back in technology to have guys put on these weird suits and run around when they have robots that could just go do the killing for them.
Those the clones from the prequel trilogy? They retconned all that shit.
I didn't know there would be one in this room who had an answer to that.
Let's do Iron Lady. I like that one.
Okay.
Sounds fun.
Cool. This movie with a lady robot in it is from 2003. Leonard gives it 3 stars. He calls it sleek and sexy. And he says that the robot creation in the film is as impressive as, you know, robots have ever been. Let's just say the robot's impressive. And there are 7 names. How many names do you think you get in? Leon Bass.
I'm going to say 5 names.
Strong, solid opening bid. Sound like an experienced player. Josh, what do you think of that?
I don't know what the movie is. I'm going to say name it.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
All right.
I bet on Lee on this one, but let's see. I hope I'm holding the phone so you guys can, the speaker's picking your voices up. Suddenly, everything got really quiet during the Leonard Maltin game because Doug had the phone right near his face. 3 stars from Leonard. He calls this movie sleek and sexy. And you get 5 names?
Yeah.
Lee gets 5 names. And you know about the robotic creations. Yeah. The 5 names are Christopher Lawford, Mark Famiglietti, doesn't matter. Christina Loken, David Andrews, and Claire Danes. From 2003.
iRobot?
Those robots weren't chicks.
I don't know.
Those are dude robots.
Terminator 3.
Rise of the Machines.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have gotten that. I was so attached.
Yeah, Christina Loken.
He gave that movie Christina. 3 stars.
Mm-hmm. You didn't care for it?
No, I like my childhood got squashed when I saw that movie.
Yeah.
And even further with Salvation.
Yeah,
Tony. Well, Salvation's ridiculous. But there were parts of 3 that I like, like Chris Hardwick walking down a hallway with a tie on.
I have somehow missed just like the Terminator, the whole thing. Like Tony loves it, everybody else in the band I think loves it, but I've only seen one.
Dude, I don't think Alex has seen him yet either.
I've seen
them.
Two is amazing for its time, but I don't know if it's still as much fun as it was. When it came out, it was the most amazing thing I ever saw. From day one, I hated Hasta La Vista, Baby.
Yeah.
like that's the thing about James Cameron, is until Avatar, I've loved every one of his movies, but with some, you know, some caveats. Like, there's always things about the writing that bug me in all of his movies, but I think that the action and the suspense and the filmmaking is always amazing.
Yes.
Until Avatar. I sat through Avatar. I was never like excited during it. I thought it looked cool, but I was never.
I hated it.
Still never seen it.
Hated it.
What, Avatar?
I went on rants about it. Like,
I didn't hate it.
All right, well, don't. I'm not going to tell people your Twitter address then, because people will get all up in your shit. Although people have seemed to mellow out about it. Like, people who love it are, you know, they're living in the hills somewhere and don't have technology.
James Cameron's all into it.
Yeah, is he still at the bottom of the ocean?
No,
Josh has a point.
Yeah. Goodness.
Yeah.
Exciting.
Yeah, and Graham wasn't involved in that, but he gets to pick, and then we'll go towards Alex. And the options, Graham, are Sock Blocker, that's movies where some sort of footwear is in the title of the film. Then there's Here's Johnny, and that's a movie where one of the characters does an impression of Jack Nicholson for some reason. And then...
It's fun, no, if you think about it, happens so many times.
And then we'll go back to Razzie winners.
I'm going to go Here's Johnny.
Okay. This is a movie where somebody in it does a Jack Nicholson impression for whatever period of time. It's not, let me just say right now, it's not any Christian Slater movie. I wouldn't do that. Somebody is intentionally doing an impression of Nicholson. 3 stars. This movie is hilarious. And it was followed by several direct-to-video sequels and a TV series.
What year?
1992. 3 stars. 9 names. How many names do you think you get it in, Graham?
God dang. I'm
going to
go.
I mean, if I were you, if I may dare say... I'd take all the names. Because then you can't get into trouble. He's still thinking about it.
I'll go 8.
8 names, he says. Alex?
Name it.
All right.
8 out of 9 names? Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
By the way, this is the year it was born, so I just had no chance.
Alright, here's your 8 names, Graham. This is hilarious.
I'm probably not going to get it. Is that why you're laughing?
No. Well, that's... I'm laughing because... It's just... It's great. If you get it or don't get it, either way, it's funny how this played out. 8 out of 9 names are... Leo Salonga, Brad Kane, Douglas Seal, Gilbert Gottfried, Frank Welker, Jonathan Freeman, and Linda Larkin, and Robin Williams.
1992, 3 stars, and there's 3 direct-to-video sequels that came out.
And a TV show.
Oh.
What the fuck?
Dang it, I
could have... 1992, I'm
going to
feel like an idiot.
Hilarious.
I know, like everyone's screaming, they know what it is, and my brain is.
That's why I knew this would be so funny!
3 stars, Robin.
Because the 9th name doesn't help at all. So that's why. I was trying to goad you into doing 9 names, then she'd say 8, then he would smartly say, name it for the win, and she would have gotten those 8 names that you just got, and she probably knows the answer.
Yeah. So you're trying to help.
Yeah, I'm the game master. I had it all worked out, but that's where the players can, you know, take it where they want to take it. Straight to hell.
Right turn, Johnny.
Yeah, your time is up. What is it?
The movie is...
Robin Williams in...
The Lion King. It's an animated movie.
It's Aladdin.
And it was Aladdin,
and Gilbert Gottfried is the bird. And,
right, and it was an animated movie. Anytime it's a bunch of actors, and I'm like, that makes no sense why they're all in it.
Yeah,
movie.
And Aladdin was played by Scott Weinger.
DJ's boyfriend.
Oh, you actually know who he is. Yeah. I thought that name would be of no use to anyone.
You know that like animated movies is my total Achilles heel. Like I never know.
Well, the other thing is animated movies are a real cheat in the show because your head is not in the animation game.
Yeah.
You're hearing all these names and going, what were Gilbert Gottfried and Robin Williams in together? You know,
you're
like you're not.
Picture a scene where they're together.
some weird version of the Birdcage.
Yeah.
Birdcage.
All right, so that point goes to
Alex.
Wait. Oh, because she said name it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is this the longest?
But then she also got the right answer, so people can't. A lot of people bitch to me about people that make other people name it and they never know it themselves. So you can't complain about Alex.
She won that.
She would have got it. She won that fair and square by knowing something that everyone knows.
Stephanie. Damn it.
Fucking animated.
Just start watching cartoons, bro.
I do. I just need to watch them and pay attention.
Well,
to the
they're on the goddamn planes now all the time. Like if it's a Lorax, there's no reason for me to see it in the theater because I'll just kind of watch it in the background on a plane sometimes.
Gotta start paying attention. You know,
I got things to do on planes like masturbate. But did you guys hear Katniss Everdeen killed the Lorax and ate him?
He was from District 2.
Movie mashup joke. He's from District 2. That is such a shit district. Okay, we got shit. Speaking of shit, I got to move this thing along. We've only got a couple minutes left. So we'll start with Tony, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I want to get... Is that what we're supposed to do? And then go that way.
Yeah.
Then go. Okay. Start with Tony, then go to Justin. Okay. Let's go with one of these three categories. You can do. What have we done already? Oh, Razzies, or Black That Gas Up. That's movies with either Kyle Gass or Jack Black or both. Yes. And for a third one. Oh, the asparagus pee category. That's called Zero Names. That's where I just read the entire review, and then you start the bidding since you picked it at zero or less names. You have to go into negatives or stay at zero.
Okay, so two categories and say asparagus.
What?
No.
That's its own category.
That's its own category. It's like, that's just what you
do. Yeah, this guy, asparagus pee, who I initially called asparagusp. And then he corrected me. It's asparagus pee. Oh, okay. Now I get it. Anyway, he invented this category where I would list all of the names. All
right, let's just do that. We're running out of time.
It's fun. Whoa!
Excuse me.
Wow.
I thought I had silenced.
Who was that? I'm going to read the entire review, and then tell you how many names there are. And then the bidding begins, and it's basically a game of everybody knows what the movie is, but how many names do you think you get it in the right order?
Yeah.
Like
reading from the top. It's the whole negative names thing.
Okay.
So, but zero's you picking the category. You can just say zero, and chances are you're not gonna lose. You're not gonna be in danger,
right.
Or you know, it's gonna end up over here somewhere. Okay. So Leonard gives this movie 2 stars. And it's from 2001. He calls it remarkably lifeless caper film based in name only on the 1960 Rat Pack film with ex-con masterminding a major Las Vegas heist and gathering 10 other specialists to pull it off. It also turns out that his victim, Casino Mogul, is keeping company with his ex-wife. There's nothing in the script to elicit interest in any of these characters who succeed only in being cool, in quotes. The real standout is old pro so-and-so. cameos are included in the movie, and another actor appears on build, and it was followed by Ocean's 12. How many names do you think you can get the name of this movie?
I could at least get it.
I mean, how many names?
You start from the top. To
in addition
bottom?
To the name of this movie.
Yeah, does that have to be in order? Or can
they have to be in the order that either they were actually billed or the order that so Leonard has chosen to
if
list
I say
them.
Negative, I can I name three, the top three billed?
Yeah, in order.
I think I can probably get it in -3.
That's bold. He's coming out of the gate strong, so that means he's going to name the top three performers in order from top to 1, 2, 3. And the name of this film, the elusive name of this film. And Justin, what are you going to do with that?
Mine was going to be -3, so I'll just name it.
Name it. Okay. Now this is tricky.
For the win, too.
Yeah, because this is for the win.
Yeah. Well, the film is called
Ocean's 11.
What?
Okay, and who's the top? Who's the very top billed performer in it?
I would say George Clooney.
And then who's second?
Brad Pitt.
And who's third?
Matt Damon.
I'm sorry.
It's Julia Roberts!
I'm sorry. It's Matt Damon, Andy Garcia, Brad Pitt, Julia Roberts, Casey Affleck, Scott Kahn, Elliot Gould, Eddie Jameson, Bernie Mac, Shabadoo. and Carl Reiner.
Julia Roberts wasn't in
11. No, she's in 11. She was a girl, but in 12 is where they pulled the amazing stunt of her pretending to be her to trick Bruce Willis.
But then everybody...
Fuck you, Ocean's 12. Yeah, exactly.
this year's going pretty well, so...
But, so, nicely done, then. That means that the game rages on, right?
Yeah.
Because a point goes to Justin. Top three were George Clooney, Matt Damon, Andy Garcia.
Weird. Wow. I thought it would have been Clooney, Pitt, Roberts.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure all of them were above the title, but, yeah, I don't know if that was, you know... Sometimes it could be a clerical error. I think Leonard has told me that he... puts it in the order that they are billed according to the studio. But the trouble is, like, a lot of the billing works where the opening title billing and the end title billing are different, because mm-hmm. the end titles will sometimes go to alphabetical or order of appearance. Order of appearance is more likely, but or just actual billing. So it's all very tricky, and that's part of the weird fun. So we've got a four-way tie with three other players here and ready to jump in. We should probably... Here's what we'll do. We'll take another break. We'll play the second song that you guys wanted me to play, mm-hmm. which is called...
That's My Baby.
That's My Baby.
That's My Baby. And we'll play that right now, and then we'll come back with the exciting conclusion of this Leonard Maltin game.
Just stay.
that was Hello My Baby by the Sleep Tones here on DLM Radio. Anybody that doesn't like their music is a shithead. We're here with Graham Elwood, Justin on sound effects, and the rest of Sleeper Agent at _ Sleeper Agent on Twitter. And let's continue the Leonard Maltin game. Hopefully I'll press the buttons right on this thing so that I can get to the Leonard Maltin app without stopping the recording. I already did it twice and now I can't do it. Okay, there, I did it right this time. What an idiot. That's like, I felt like John McClane. Does he ever dismantle a bomb in any of the four diehards?
He
must have had to clip the blue wire or the red wire at some point.
Because they had the water jugs and stuff from him and Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah. So he's been through that drill. So he's
thinking about Ghost Protocol
with a vengeance. Ghost Protocol.
I want to start adding Ghost Protocol to every title that doesn't have what are those called, subtitles?
Yeah.
So it'd be like the Age of Innocence Ghost Protocol.
We bought a Zoo Ghost Protocol.
Yeah. Schindler's List Ghost Protocol.
The Deer Hunter Ghost.
Harry Potter and the Ghost of the Protocol.
And then there's Ghost Protocol. There's Protocol Ghost Protocol.
Okay. The last person to get a point was Josh.
No.
Justin.
No. Justin. Okay, so Justin got the last point, and who made him name it? Or who did he make name it?
He made Tony name it.
And Tony couldn't get the, oh, it's the asparagus pea. Yeah. Finally, people are scared of that category. Okay, so that means we'll start with Scott and move towards Lee and Josh and Graham, Alex, Tony, and then back to you, Justin.
You forgot your name.
Which category would you like? Would you like the four-letter title category, or the 10 years ago anniversary to this very day, or in theaters now?
Let's go with 10 years ago today.
All right. 10 years ago today, this was the number one movie at the box office, according to my sometimes flawed research. Sometimes I don't get it right, or just once, but that was enough to hurt my, you know, Alex yeah. Trebek doesn't fuck things up. No. And he's totally high, too.
Every show he's like, actually, like, if you watch it now, every show he's like, we'll have to take away some points because I was wrong in saying that you got it. Like, it happens.
Oh, he's starting to lose his shit?
Yeah.
Oh, poor Alex Trebek. 3 stars from Leonard for this movie that was number one at the box office 10 years ago to this very day. He calls it a solid thriller. And he also says that it has a disappointingly conventional finale. Spoiler alert. So there are 8 names. How many names do you think you can get it in? Scott on keyboards.
We're going to go with 8.
Nice. Smart opening bid. Then we go to Leon Bass.
Name it.
No way.
Oh. You're letting him have
You're giving him all 8 names?
Yeah, because I don't know.
Well, you can do 7.
Okay, fine. I'll take 7. And then now he's going to go and he's going to make me do it. And we're going to go.
Well, maybe he'll make you do it. I still think maybe he thinks.
He thinks.
If I dare think for
as
Josh,
as he should.
Is that maybe, you know, 6 names might be enough for him. And then he can force.
Yeah!
Stop telling him how to play!
You're gonna let me win.
You're the worst host ever! what do you think? Do you want to go with that? You want to bid 7?
Sure.
Nice. Josh? 6. See, did I tell you?
I'm safe.
Name that movie.
Graham says name it. Yeah. So, if you can't name it, Graham's gonna have a point.
We're
gonna,
nothing will be accomplished.
Oh, did you get a point?
No, I have no point.
He doesn't have one yet. You scared me. Josh, who's running this thing? Okay, 6 names. Suspenseful music.
from the 80s. It's a Michael Mann movie.
I think it might be from Running Man. Yeah. I'm running! I'm a man! All right. 3 stars. Solid. Thriller. Disappointingly conventional finale. And your 6 names are Patrick Bachow, Ian Buchanan, Ann Magnuson, Kristen Stewart, Dwight Yoakam,
I got it,
and Jared Leto. What? 10 years ago, to this very day.
Jared Leto.
Do you think you know what it is, Graham?
Maybe.
What are you thinking, Josh?
Requiem for a Dream?
Oh. It's an interesting guess.
It is.
Jared Leto was in that, right?
Was it,
Kristen Stewart is a younger girl, 10 years ago. And,
Jodie Foster.
Yeah, well, Forest Whitaker, then Jodie Foster. Yeah. Panic Room.
Panic Room.
Doesn't Panic Room seem like longer than 10 years ago?
Yeah.
She has diabetes.
Yeah, and she's got really short hair, and I was like, she's going to grow up to be real vampire bait. All right. So that means now Graham's on the board. Graham's got a point.
Halfway tie.
Oh, someday werewolves are going to really dig this chick. that was fun, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, good time. 6-way tie. Yeah, 6-way tie out of 7 players. Lee, come on. What an exciting conclusion we'd have if you...
Just one vote.
If you get in this mess. All right, but we have to go the other way. So that means we'll start with Alex, and go towards Graham, and Alex gets to pick between 4-letter titles, In Theaters Now, or Black That Gas Up.
I will do In Theaters Now.
Okay.
In Theaters Now.
This is Motion Pictures In Theaters Now. Leonard says about it that it is far from a disaster. And he also says that it is something in it is downright silly. And there are 12 names. It's in theaters now. How many think you can get it in? Alex, singer, sleeper agent.
I'll do six names.
Good start.
Really?
Graham Elwood. She really laid into it with the 6 names.
I'm going to say name that movie.
He says name it. So apologies to Lee for walking out of here with a goose egg. Because this is going to just be a deciding thing. If Alex can get this movie right in 6 names... then she will be our winner with 2 points. The ultimate underdog story. She was talking a lot of, I'm not good at this. So we'll see. We will see. Would you like the clues again?
Yes.
Downright silly. And something at the top, far from a disaster. And your 6 names
mm-hmm.
are Willem Dafoe, Thomas Hayden Church, Bryan Cranston, Polly Walker, Daryl Sabara, and James Purefoy. And it's in theaters now. So if you guess something that's in theaters now, you have a chance of winning this. Or Graham will take it with 2 points.
Willem Dafoe.
Is a shithead.
He was the original shithead, but he was just joking around. He was on Nerdist recently, and people were like, why didn't he ask him how he feels about being called a shithead? And I'm like, I don't want him to know. There's no reason. He seems like a nice man.
I think he did.
I'm going to guess The Lorax.
The Lorax is a good guess, but the answer is one of the greatest titles of all time, John Carter.
John Carter.
John Carter. What are we going to do tonight, honey? Let's go see John Carter. Oh, that's like a friend of yours? We're going to go have a cocktail?
The original title is John Carter, Warrior of Mars.
Yeah.
Don't keep that in, which would explain what the movie's about.
Yeah. I think they must have researched.
John Carter.
It's
goes
the oldest pro- sci-fi, like...
They must have done research or something to prove that, you know, that women were turned off by the of Mars part or something.
No, or they ruined, that was bad research because of the movie.
Or people would think it's Warrior with Nick Nolte and Tom Hardy.
I think it's the wrong Warrior.
None of us won. I'm sad.
I think it's John.
Oh, yeah, star. Graham fucking stepping all over his...
I was a little bit of a sleeper agent. Oh, come on.
So I'd like to ask you to leave now.
If
you
digitally and realistically.
No, it was more just of a...
Oh.
It's like, come on.
Fucking, really?
Really?
Can you guys do me a favor, though, and the next show you do, because it happened three times last night, and I laughed the second and third time. The mentioning being from Kentucky during your show.
Yeah.
Like, three of you said it.
Yeah.
But at different points. So do it so that everybody gets one. At every show. Everybody at some point just says some other statement followed by, we're from Kentucky. And then go into the next song.
There was a show.
I fucking love that.
We did that on purpose so many times. It'd be like,
where are you? Yeah, blah, blah, blah.
Sleeper agent. From Kentucky.
We were in Canada. That's why we started doing it. Because someone yelled, fuck your KFC, after our first song.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, to which we responded with, like, fuck your poutine. Because that shit's gross. You know what that is?
I'm not a fan of it, but I'm also not going to say bad things about it.
I'm not going to say bad things.
Because people do like it. Yeah, but it's, not, I mean, it's not my
I mean,
thing.
It was an in-the-moment thing. It was to a heckler, you know.
Yeah, yeah. No, I know about that. I would say something much worse.
Fuck your beer.
I would really go after him.
Fuck your beer.
Talking about, well,
I'd be like,
beer,
I'd be like, you guys are nice. Because that's an insult to Canadians, because they are nice, and they're like, why do you have to go and fucking call us out on our shit? Anyway, show's pretty much over.
Yeah.
Graham took it all down.
Bing bang.
Yeah. You got anything to plug, Graham?
Yeah, tour dates and everything else. My podcast, my documentary, the Comedy Film Nerd's Guide to Movies. We can take in pre-orders at comedyfilmnerds.com. You can get all my tour dates at grahamelwood.com, and my Twitter handle is at grahamelwood.
And we've added a second show at Skyline Comedy in Appleton, Wisconsin on April 9th.
Yeah, two shows now.
And then we've also, I am going to be doing the, along with Graham, the countdown to 420 in San Francisco at 10:30 on 419. So the idea is at midnight we'll count down to 420 and then go outside and celebrate. And then, Wow Hall in Eugene, it's second annual, it's now a tradition to play Eugene on 421 because the good people in Oregon... don't let the fact that it's the day after 420 stop them from enjoying some cannabis.
I think it's a year-round celebration. Eugene, it's a...
Yeah, it's a pretty good, cool city for that. And Josh of Sleeper Agent suggested a category for a future episode. I'm gonna install that and use it soon. And where do we go to? SleeperAgentMusic.com.
Yes.
For all...
And we're also on Sleeper
Agent Info
and Twitter _SleeperAgent.
And we will be meeting back up with Graham and Elena on May 17th.
Yep.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, they got a show on the 17th, and I'm at the Laughing Skull May 17th through 20.
Yeah, we're doing Hangout Fest down there.
We'll have a rematch in a hotel room and record it on somebody's phone and send it to me.
We should.
Yeah. Because this is quite the rivalry now, and we've got about an hour and 15 minute hotel room episode. Right. So be sure to tweet at _ sleeper agent all caps.
Mm-hmm. No, it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter, but I like seeing it that way. Sleeper agent.
Yeah.
No one is sleeper. No one is agent. And Graham Elwood, at Graham Elwood, and at Doug Benson, write to all of us and say that you listened to the whole hour and 15 minutes of this. Just let us know that that happened.
And just hashtag Ghost Protocol.
It'll make us feel good, yeah. Always hashtag everything Ghost Protocol. Or GMER, which just stands for Greatest Movie Ever Rolled. Which, Ghost Protocol. Let's do that. Let's call it Greatest Movie Ever Rolled, Ghost Protocol.
Yes!
I fucking love it.
You gotta do that.
I think, wouldn't Paramount sue, though?
Fuck them.
Maybe.
Protocol.
Spell it differently.
The Protocol of a Ghost.
That is ridiculous. The Greatest Movie Ever Rolled, semicolon, The Protocol of a Ghost. That sounds like the sequel to Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy, or something like that. Something about. Okay, thank you for listening. Let's cue up the. Quickly, everybody, write down somebody for me to call a shithead. Each sleeper agent gets a shithead.
Hey. Don't say it out loud.
Yeah, just write it down, and. Get some exciting music in there.
And listen to the next episode of Comedy Film Nerds, because we're going to have all these game show sound effects on our next episode.
Oh no.
I am addicted to this.
Justin created a monster.
Yes. Well, Doug, you know I've hosted some game shows, so it's fitting that I have these sound effects.
Yeah, Chris is going to love it. I can see him shaking his head and that long flowing hair of his flapping around. People are enjoying the shitheads so far. Who would you call a shithead, Graham, if you had the chance? You don't, but if you could.
If I could?
Yeah.
If I could.
If you could say something that people will hear about someone you think is a shithead.
I would say John Carter is a shithead.
I'd say... That's a good one. Riggins, though, man.
Riggins is great. I love Riggins.
Riggins and Landry together again in Battleship.
I'm in.
Battleship?
Yeah, that's going to be awful.
Yeah, it's going to be...
What about those Ninja Turtles?
I can't believe the outrage over what's been happening to Ninja Turtles. Like, I really don't care what they do to it.
It was 1993 when that terrible movie came out, and that was just like...
For some reason, people love their Ninja Turtles, man. They like, and so they're really upset that... Because what part is it they're going to take out that they're not going to be from outer space anymore?
Yeah, they're also
or they're not mutants?
They're not mutants, and they're not...
They're writing so much about it that I actually know about it, because I don't care at all, and I still have heard about it. And, wow, there's some names on here. Okay, yeah, I remember that one. That's good. Okay. All right. I think I know which order to do these in. Thanks again to Sleeper Agent, Graham Elwood, and the great city of Minneapolis and their wonderful hotel rooms. And they're just a quiet place. I like it.
It's not Casey Kasem.
As always, keep your head on the ground and your feet up your ass. As always, Trevor Thomas is a shithead. JJ is a shithead. Adam Williams is a shithead. Jordan Spear is a shithead. Adele is a shithead.
Yeah.
And Mark Maron's girlfriend is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves